The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
24 minutes past four. There's only one place you want to be. Saturday, 5 o'clock, John Cain Arena, as Super Netball season continues to develop before our very eyes. Of course, it is the Melbourne Derby, and they are keenly anticipated. Two of the stars of the Vixens v the Mavericks join us in the studio, Riley Batchelor and Kate Maloney. Lovely to see you two. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's exciting. It's just still two games in, but Mavs had a win. Early on,
in
Bendigo, didn't you get the win in Bendigo? Was that in Bendigo?
Yeah, we went over to Bendigo and got our first win on the board, and then had a very close loss on the weekend.
Amazing, high scoring shootout it was too.
But are they sort of considered the next tier down when it comes to the branding?
Beg your pardon?
Well, the brand, but they're a new organisation. No, as far not as far
we're
as
a newer club, if that's what you mean.
Not as far as the team. I'm just talking about the awareness, and the Vixens have been around as long as I can remember.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Mavs are a new team into the competition, and the rivalry is really growing, and I think that's what's so exciting about it at the moment. Obviously, Vixens have been around since, I think it was 2008, but the sport across Australia is growing so much, and I'm really excited to see what this rivalry can do for netball in Melbourne.
Well, when did you talk about a rivalry? Is it like every time you have these derbies, we have someone in there? It's always very friendly, isn't it, Andy? They don't sort of.
You guys aren't watching netball, are you?
No, I'm talking about in here, off the court.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true.
And it's very like, I'm not going on if she's in here. It's none of that going on.
We're friendly.
Yeah, we're friendly. On the court. Yeah, I mean, off the court, not so much on the court.
Yeah. White line fever.
Yeah.
So it's 4-0. It's, I think, 4-0 head to head, Vixens v Mavs. And the margins of, Riley, I'll direct this to you, the margins have been not insignificant on average. Now, you're new to the Mavericks, your first year as a Mav. Could you be the difference?
That's what she told me just before we walked in.
Could you be the
That's
difference?
That's a secret, Kate. No, but I think we've got such a new team this year, so it'll be really interesting to see how we go. Like, Tarzi and I, we both come from Lightning, and we've copped a couple wins against Vixens before, so we've got that experience, so we'll see how we slot into the fold and see if we can make a difference.
So how much is it a thing? Like, the Melbourne Derby is clearly massive. No matter what sport you play, the Melbourne Derby is big, and when you're the big dog, you don't want the little newcomer usurping it. You want to hang on to that territory. So internally at the Vixens, Kate, is it something that you kind of put a circle around this game and say, we're not letting them have our patch? Like, this is our territory.
Oh, look, it's definitely a game that you circle just because of the hype around Melbourne when it's coming around, and it's always such an incredible atmosphere. Obviously, we don't want to let the Mavs get the win over us, and we're really looking at building through this season, and we've started the season really well. We've got two wins on the board, and we're hoping to make it three this weekend, and, yeah, hopefully we can keep that record alive.
And you both got new coaches this year, which is, I mean, you're new to the club, so Jared's not a new, I mean, he's a new coach to you, but he's no different than the coach that was in place last year, obviously, because you come to a new club anyway. In terms of what you've been used to in your relatively short Super Netball career, and you missed a year, I think it was, with your ACL, how different, if at all, is he to some of the messaging that you've received in the past?
Yeah, I've said it before, but he has taught lots of us many new things, and I think for a few of the experienced girls in the team, it's hard to learn new things, or like you don't really get it that often at that age in your career. And I think we've just come on board. He's obviously coached the men before, so we're just learning like different little things that he's probably taught through the men's pathways as well.
How different are the game? I know, I mean, clearly you're women and you haven't played the men's game, but is it a different, how different is the philosophy that he, is it a radically different kind of message and style of netball he wants you to play?
The men play very aerial and flashy and all of that, whereas I think the women's version of netball is quite short, sharp, very clinically played to score a goal, whereas when you come up against them, you're a little bit scared that it's just going to be swiped from above your head all the time. But, yeah, very different.
And what about Di? How different's the messaging, if at all, is she taking over, obviously, from last year? Is it a very different message that she's giving to you guys?
Yeah, look, it is. And Di's been such a mainstay at the Vixens for so long. You know, she's been around for 13, 14 years, but Simone McInnes was our head coach for such a long time. So I think she's very aware of bringing what was really good from our program and then also trying to change things up because, you know, if we want to win another premiership, we've got to do things differently. We've got to improve. And so she's brought in a lot of staff around her to make sure that there is changes, but also just looking at little things that we can change in our play from last year as well and just trying to keep things really fresh.
What's the go with her strategy? And I believe it's something you did last year. I was reading an article about how you guys, your rotations, you only, like I think in game one, you only used eight players and that's something that you did last year. But then in game two, then you played a few more. Is that something that is by design or is it just, hey, the girls are going fine so we'll limit the rotations? How does that figure into the planning?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's by design at all. It's sort of, you know, we'll have practice matches throughout the week. Di will sit there and decide on what she thinks matchup-wise is the best for the game and then she'll coach according to what's happening out there on court. Now, whether that means we need 10 players to be used or eight players, it kind of is just her reading the game and going from there. So it was great on the weekend to be able to get everyone out there. You know, we've got a lot of really great young talent that's coming through. And then we brought back Emily Mannix, who's just had a baby as well. And so she came in and had a great game for her first game back in 600 days or something like that, which was great. So I think it's more for Di. It's about reading what's happening and making those changes and not really listening to the outside noise with that stuff.
Kate Maloney, Riley Batchelor in the studio. Melbourne Derby this Saturday, John Cain, 5 o'clock. Shooter, GSG, whichever bib you wear.
Yep.
Is there there is a difference, but how specific, how significant a difference is it in those two positions?
Yeah. I kind of guess who you're playing with as well. Yep. So with Shimmy back there at shooter when I'm goal attacker, my role is more of like a bit more movement. I'm creating space just to open her up. And then when I'm back in shooter, I'm moving and doing that kind of stuff. And I can hold as well.
So we're 5 years in to the Super Shot, you know, being introduced to the league. How much has it changed the quality of shooting that people in your position and people at your club, Kate, are the shooters just way better now than they used to be because of the expansion of the shooting area?
I think everyone's been great for a long time. I think, if anything, the Super Shot's added more pressure to the game. Like, if it's the same as getting an intercept if you score a two-pointer, really, because you get 2 points on the board. So every shot's quite critical, especially in that first 10 minutes of the game as well.
Well, what about the we had Shani Layton on, and we were talking about how the rules this year have changed in regards to New Zealand players.
Yes.
You're allowed the imports now to play. Is that something that has been embraced and welcomed, or is it like, oh, geez, our positions are under threat now. We've got more competition coming in for spots. How's it been received amongst the playing group?
I think it depends who you ask. If you're asking the Australian Diamonds coach, he's probably saying keep them out of the competition. But if you're asking, you know, the playing group, and I think, you know, as I said, it's a little bit controversial. I love it. I think, you know, if we want to have the best competition in the world, we need the best players in the world right here playing here. I've been pretty open about saying, I think, you know, the steps forward for us is, do we need to add new teams? Do we need to make list sizes bigger? Because we still do need opportunities for our Australian players to be coming through. But, I'm really big on, if we want to have the best competition in the world, we need the best players.
Yeah.
And those New Zealand players that are here are that.
How much of your focus, we'll let you go in a moment, but how much of your focus, obviously this weekend is everything, but a couple of big tournaments coming up in the not too distant future, Games just around the corner, and it'll be honest before we know it, the World Cup. Do you already sort of factor, imagine you'd love to be part of it, right? Are they already being factored into the way you're planning what's in front of you, Kate?
Yeah, certainly. Look, you know, I think the biggest focus right now is that you're in clubland and you want to be playing good netball. And if you're playing good netball here, that stuff will sort of take care of itself. We've just come off the back of a Jamaican series in Jan-Feb, which was sort of the last time we'd have together as a Diamonds group before we head into Comm Games. And then obviously the following year, really exciting with a home World Cup. So,
it's exciting times.
Massive up
Andy
in Sydney.
And I were part of a campaign and we're trying to get everyone to sign up to
oh,
get.
Oh, you're on board.
Oh, we're on board.
No, big time.
Absolutely.
Massive. Haven't you seen the promo?
I've seen the video.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Robert.
Strong. Yep. I thought, you know, a strong performance. But
I thought very strong.
What is it? How is it amongst the group? But what can people do to try and motivate those to make the decision to allow netball to be part of the Olympics?
Yeah, look, I think there's so much going on behind the scenes for that, but the biggest thing is that we need to get as many people behind us to back the bid. You know, we're a little bit biased, Riley and I, in the fact that We think that our sport deserves to be there. We believe that there's enough countries playing it, and we want to be able to showcase netball to the rest of the world, as I said. But, you know, it's such a growing sport here in Australia, and, we think it deserves to be there.
Well, the strangest thing is that because of the way the Olympics operates, the best thing you can do is for men to start playing. Gender equity, as far as allowing a team
to come in, is incredibly true.
A part of the decision-making process. So, yeah, we've got to lobby, we've got to do all those things, but we need blokes out there to start playing.
Yeah, and the men's competition is growing so much. I think, you know, Riley touched on it before, but, you know, throughout the week, both teams would be having practice matches against the male sides. And, I think it's a growing space, and hopefully it can continue to grow.
Oh, come on.
Can't wait for Saturday. Tickertech.com.au is the place to go. 5 o'clock, John Cain Arena.
Be packed. Be sold out.
There won't be a spare seat.
Need to hurry up and get your tickets.
It will be sold
out.
It'll be on. Riley Batchelor. Kate's not listening to this.
Yep.
All the very best.
Thank you, all guys.
We're part of your family and you're part of ours.
I thought I was going to cop a bit more, to be honest. So it's actually been quite nice.
No, we've got enormous regard for you and your mates over there. But when it comes to this, because we're just trying to get a bit of merch out of the mats, they're very tight with their merch upstairs. They don't bring a lot of it down.
Whoever wins this game, you guys jump on board.
Well,
or maybe we can bring some merch in for the winner.
Oh, we do that.
We're contractually obliged to support the Mavericks.
We are owned by the Mavericks. The Mavericks own us.
Nothing I can do.
But, Kate, we respect everything you're doing on court and for Australia.
Yes.
Riley, nice to meet you. Kate, good luck. Have a great game
this weekend.
Good luck for the rest of the season, the pair of you.
Go Mavs.
Have a good one.
It's 25 to 5. We've got to get to the newsroom. Have each other to tea. We should
have each other. The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.